So far, death has a 100% guarantee. But that won't be forever. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. If you're afraid of dying, then congratulations, you and most every other person who's lived are in the same club. But if you're a Christian, you might feel like you shouldn't be afraid of death, like it shows a lack of faith or something. That doesn't necessarily keep you from feeling it, though. Today's devotion helps you face that fear instead of pretending it doesn't exist. It's titled Death by Taylor Ising. One day, unless Jesus returns first, I will die. And honestly, that's a scary thought for me. I've known Jesus as my Savior for as long as I can remember, and I trust that He will hold me even in death. But sometimes I think I use the promise of the resurrection, that Jesus will raise us from the dead at His return, as an excuse to avoid my fear of death instead of actually facing it. In these moments, when the reality of death grips me in fear, I can take comfort in the fact that Jesus Himself experienced death. It's an easy fact to gloss over. We often jump straight from the cross to Easter Sunday, missing the tomb entirely. But Jesus didn't skip the tomb. Jesus didn't just die. He spent time being dead. Jesus lived a sinless life, then died on the cross. Jesus was laid in a tomb, a cold, barren place of darkness and death and despair. His limbs were still. His lungs didn't move. His heart didn't beat. And then it did. His heart began to pump blood through his veins. His lungs pulled air into his body. His cold hands became warm with life. He walked out of the tomb healthy, whole, and alive. And when we put our trust in him, that is what he promises to do for us when he returns. In fact, he promises to make all of creation new, healthy, whole, and alive. And this truth gives me great hope, because one day, my body will lie in a grave, a cold, barren place of darkness and death and despair. My limbs will be still. My lungs won't move. My heart won't beat. And then, one day, it will. All right, let's think about this one a little bit more. Have you ever been afraid of death? How could the promise of the resurrection be comforting in these times? Now, death is the ultimate result of sin. No wonder death is strange to us. God didn't intend for us to die. And thankfully, he has made the way for us to have eternal life. In John 11:25, Jesus said, "Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." And as 2 Corinthians 5 tells us, as Christians, if we die before Jesus returns, our spirits will be with him away from our bodies. In perfect joy, we will await the day Jesus will return to earth and raise our bodies from the dead. And then we will live with him forever in renewed creation. So we don't need to be afraid of dying because our Savior died for us. And now nothing, not even death itself, can separate us from the love of God. That's what Romans 8 tells us. Now, if you want to learn more about this good news that Jesus brings us, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. Now, as you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 15:54, "Then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read all of 1 Corinthians 15 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you noticed that it's almost Easter already? Don't let it sneak past you without taking some time to intentionally revisit the Easter story. We've actually created a series of devotions to help you do just that. You can find them now on the Unlocked app. Just search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. It's a good one to help you if you've heard the Easter story like a million times. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.